Okay, we're picking up the daily halacha. We're going to finish off in the first minute or two the halachas of still getting married, and then we're going to move into the iser to listen to music during the zman of the 3 weeks. This farm, the Shisile Zaysim, which brings down the minhagim of the Temanim, it's interesting that they actually had the practice for a long time, apparently, to follow the same minhag as the Ashkenazim on this, as the Ramah, that they don't get married already from Shivasar Batamas. They had a long time minhag that they do not get married. Very fascinating. That's so far away from in Teman, they apparently had that minhag as well. Now, there is another heter brought down in the Rishonim with regards to a person who has never been married before because he has a mitzvah de oraisa of puravu. And on certain Tanis Tzibor, when the community has accepted upon themselves a fast, there are Rishonim that want the Ran in Mesechus Tainis over there. He quotes B'Shem Rav Haigonim that on certain Tanis Tzibor, if a person is going to never been married before and he has the mitzvah puravu as chasun mitzvah, it could be that the iser does not apply for him to get married on the Yom HaTainis. And the Achronim write that even though that really makes sense, and that is really the Ikra Din, that a person is allowed to get married, the Beis Yosef has a svar. He says that nowadays, in the Zman of Rosh Chodesh till Tisha B'Av, it's a Zman which is not a good Zman. We know that it's a Zman where Mamata B'Simcha, and if we have an Asik with somebody, it's the Lashon is Lo Mistamna Lo Milsa, that the things aren't good. It's not a good mazel, so you should not be getting married at this time. So therefore, the Beis Yosef thinks that even though Ikra Din, this Ran is correct, and we could allow it, but since it's not a good time, it's not a mazeldika time to get married, and we're afraid of the mazel, then one should avoid getting married during this time as well. And it's interesting that the Ashkenazim would include that also, even though, again, the person's not been married yet, so you would have even more so from Shavasar Batamas, but the minhag of Ashkenazim, even for a person who's never been married before, never been Mekayim Peruvu, to be machmir as well. The Mishnah Berurah quotes b'shem the Derech Achayim. The Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion just points out, though, that lechora, based on the Beis Yosef's whole svara, there is no proof for our minug, because our minug, he says it because we know Mishnichnas Av Mimata B'Simcha, it's not a time of mazel for the Yidden, and it's not a good time for the Jews at that time from Rosh Chodesh Av. But how do we, from Shavasar B'Tamos, we don't necessarily see that it's less mazel time, but he says anyway, that is the psak that we're basing it off the, maybe also that Shavasar B'Tamos somehow also is not the best time. We're going to be machmir, and that is again. If there's a major tzarach, a rough shabbos to be consulted, but that is the regular standard in. Okay, now we're moving on to the iser to listen to music during the time of Shivasar Batamas. There is an iser of rikudin mecholos. We discussed this iser with regards to Sfiras HaOmer as well. So what is the difference between a rikud? They're both some form of dance. What's the difference between a rikud and a mechol? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman is famous, has been quoted in the Sefer Ben Pesach L'Shavuos. In the name of Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it says that a rikud is that one or two people dancing back and forth. That's usher. That's a rikud. And then a mechol is that having a lot of people in a circle together, that is going to be usher as well. That already from the time of Shivasar Batamas is going to be Asra. That's already quoted by the Magen Avraham, meaning early sources in Ashkenazim. And not only that, even the Sephardim are Machmir on the Shaila. It's quoted in the Ben Ishchai and Rav Avadya that you should be Machmir on this Isra of listening to music and dancing during this period this first one is dancing. We'll get the first dancing during this period. Obviously, the only exception is, as we mentioned yesterday, that Sephardim are Mekel B'chal to get married. So that'd be a Simchas HaMitzvah. We'll get to others. Simchas HaMitzvah, it's going to be Mutter, but that would be the potential exception for Sephardim and maybe for Ashkenazim as well. We'll get to the Sudasim and stuff like that. We'll get to that, Birch Hashem, and probably not today's daily halacha, but in the following daily halachas. And listening to a Kol Zemer. So that is going to be Usher. It's a B'chala Shaila, which, as we pointed, I think I mentioned this when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, that during the whole year, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Kuf Samech is actually Machmir Shalolim Nagin B'Klishir V'chol Mini Zemer V'chol Shemin HaKol Shesherech L'Smach Behem. As a Zecher L'Chorban, all year round the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, one should not be listening to live music and things that are Mesameach as a Zecher L'Chorban. The Ramah is Mekel, and he says that maybe only when you go to sleep, but you're not getting into the whole sugya of what to do during the year. That's a fascinating question. There are those who are Machmir, which are apparently the Gra. And I think I've said it b'shem Rav Neventzel many times. Rav Chizkiya Neventzel used to relate that Rav Neventzel was very makbid about this, about listening to music even during the year, unless it was a mitzvah. So that's why when they would want to listen to music on Erev Shabbos, they would take turns. I think there's seven boys, that they would all take turns Erev Shabbos on making a siyum in order to be able to listen to music in their house on Erev Shabbos. So because they're machmir like the Shulchan Aruch. So that's all year round for sure. The Bein HaMitzarim, we are going to be machmir on this din of listening to music, and that already is brought down Rav Moshe brings this down, obviously, that even if you're going to be knowing Heter during the year, then for sure during the time of Bein HaMitzrayim, you should be Machmir. And we treat tapes and listening to music on the radio and tapes and on your phone as the same as, with regards to this halacha, as the same as listening to live music. That is how Rav Moshe understands that he thinks, and also Yechavidas, Rav Avadya also thinks that that would be the same halacha. I think Rav Willig has certain kulas with regards to this, in regards to it might not be the same full-fledged Isser. Again, you would have to consult him, but everyone should ask the Rav. But that is the opinion of Rav Moshe and Rav Avadya. And some are even machmer. What about a cappella? So a cappella, if it's it might be two different types of a cappellas. I'll get to it in Rosh Hashanah in a moment. But general a cappella, there are even those who are machmer on that. The Tzitz Eliezer thinks that if it's going to be happy music, that would, even a cappella is done in a certain way to make it, they kind of alter it a little bit to make it better. Then he is machmer, and is also the same for Isha Yisrael. According to Chaim Kanievsky, he thinks our minhag is also to be machmer on that, even without klei negina. If you're not asking explicit music, that would also be usher. And the Shevet HaLevi also thinks that it should be machmer. However, Shlomo Zalman, he makes a chiluk, a potential chiluk. He says that if it's a shir, which is romamus as adam, and it's just bringing you to closer to Hashem, like beautiful, like nice nigunim and slom nigunim, that's not going to be bringing you to get simcha, then there might be more room to be mekel. And he also quotes classical music, actually might be another heter, because these are not things that get a person up and razzle dazzle and start dancing. That's not going to lead you to start dancing. It could be, that would be a heter. Based on Rosh Hashanah, that if it's a slow, it's only specifically slow negunim, that potentially could be mekel. But and then he says also listening to chazanim, it could potentially be mekel. But again, he ends off that he says that mikol makom nachol limana v'mam elu afish b'shiram she'inam avim lerikud. He says that during these times, again, it's a time of avila, so he's not so happy with listening to them. So again, all else is equal, we're going to get to other heterim, like if a person's sad and you need the music for other purposes. But in general, best during this time if it can be avoided. What about ketana? We'll end off with this halacha. We'll get to more the heter and Bez Hashem tomorrow. With regards to ketanim, if he's a katan negiel chinuch, then many poskim of Moshe is going to be machmir if they understand what the negiel chinuch. If they're not negiel chinuch, I believe Rav Nevin so explicitly was mekel to play for them. If they're going to calm down, if they're crying and things like that, that also could be another heter. But there are those, Rav Nissim Karelitz is quoted as that it could be usher during Bein HaTzmarim, even in Ganei Eladim, that even for them to play it because of the teachers, he's worried about the teachers listening to it. Again, I think Rav Nevinsel is more mekel. I could bleed out a double check with him and get back to you on that tomorrow. Bez Hashem, and okay, we'll pick up with more of the Heterim Bez Hashem tomorrow. Have a wonderful, wonderful night.